Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, two for Tuesday. Ike in Country Club Hills wanted to hear some John Cafferty, voice of America's Sons. Yeah! Esmeralda, are you familiar with the most famous, why John Cafferty is famous?
No.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
That sounds familiar.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band were the actual singer and musicians in Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, okay.
So that was not Eddie and the Cruisers. That was John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Michael Paré was Eddie in Eddie and the Cruisers.
I'm curious what kind of auditions were held, you know, to find the Eddie and the Cruisers band.
Well, they basically, it sounds to me like they wanted a Bob Seger sound-alike band. That's what it sounds like.
But can you imagine, like, someone goes, "Hey, I know of a band.
I know of a band who can be Eddie and the Cruisers."
The Beaver Brown Beaver.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
The Beaver Brown Man, guys.
Band, not man.
Band, yeah. Man.
I like Beaver Brown Man better. I think that would be better.
Now I'm imagining a big beaver, like just a giant.
Welcome to Friday morning, Esmeralda.
An animal.
We'll be hearing that one in our regular segment, Straight
Animal
Out of Context.
Beaver Man.
A little bit.
There's no good way to.
Just keep saying beaver. Say it over and over again, and you'll be on the show 53 times on Friday morning. So, all right. So it's time for Celebrity Name Game. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
I'm ready.
I have to do a comeback because you beat me senseless.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like Rocky at the end of Rocky. I was beaten senseless.
Wait, but he came back.
Well, right? He loses at the end of Rocky.
Oh.
And he's
really?
All. Yeah, he loses at the end
of
Rocky.
It's your movie, man. Why wouldn't you at least give it a good, you know?
he does come back.
In the next one.
He wins in every other one, yes.
Oh.
In every other one of the Rocky movies, he wins.
So maybe someone
doesn't win in the first one.
It's like, that's right, I should win all the time.
But he's all bloodied up, his eyes are all swollen and closed. And run! At the end of the first one, that's how you left me the last time we played Celebrity Name Game. I was screaming Adrian. Because you beat me up so bad.
Well, hopefully I can be like, not Jean-Claude Van Damme, but the other guy with the ponytail.
Steven Seagal?
No. No, in those Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
What?
Kickboxer movies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be the guy with the ponytail who...
Bolo is the guy's name.
Who beats up Jean-Claude Van Damme's friends.
That's right. Kills him, too.
Well...
Kills one of them.
I'll be nice to you.
By the way, you might want to come to the Flashback Horror Convention this year.
Well,
one of the stars of Bloodsport's going to be there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say that.
Who?
Jean-Claude Van Damme was
going to
be there.
No.
What?
Donald Gibb, who got killed in Bloodsport, he's going to be in it. He's also the guy in Revenge of the Nerds, the big guy who goes, "Nerds!"
He didn't get killed.
Doesn't he get killed?
No, he's the one that gets hurt badly.
Oh, I thought he got killed.
And I think he actually wanted to go back in and fight, and they're like, "No, don't do it."
Oh, I thought he was
killed. No, that's the other one.
The other guy got killed. Okay, yeah. I'm getting my Bloodsport guys mixed up.
You are.
All right. Do we have a theme for Celebrity Name Game that we can do with the thing?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
Yeah. You think if we ever re-record this theme, we could get John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band to do it?
I mean, what are they doing right now?
Not much. He might be a Beaver Brown Man at this point. okay, Celebrity Name Game. First card is they're all related. 45 seconds on the clock. We each give each other clues and try to guess. The second card is it could be anything at all. 75 seconds on the clock. Dan keeps score, and he keeps time. So, Esmeralda, you gonna give clues first?
Yeah, cruise control.
Oh no!
All about Tom Cruise.
Okay, all right.
Mm.
3, 2, 1.
From Dawson's Creek, and he married her, and then had that baby.
Katie Holmes.
In the movie where he's wearing underwear in the shirt.
Risky Business.
You make it sound like I couldn't remember the name, and I had his first wife.
His first wife is Mimi Rogers.
All right, second wife.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes. The movie with Iceman.
Top Gun.
Yes. What's his religion?
Scientology.
Show me the money.
Jerry Maguire.
The guy he'd, every time he's going on spy things, that guy, that character.
10 seconds.
Oh, God. What's his name? Ethan Hunt.
Yes. You can't handle the truth.
Few Good Men.
His kid.
Suri?
Yes.
Time. Suri Cruz. Oh.
No, you were right. You were okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman was the only one.
This is his co-star in Rain Man.
Yes.
If we say the name of his kid, do people right now, are things happening in their house? Like if I say Suri, lower the lights, is something happening?
That's Siri. I think Siri knows
Siri
her own
knows
name.
Siri? All right. What did I get? Eight?
Nine.
Nine. Oh.
I got yelled at me like I didn't know what Risky Business was.
Well, his underwear and a shirt.
Well, I don't know. What else did you want me to give you the whole synopsis?
Absolutely.
We only had 45 seconds.
Yeah. Joel Goodson's parents go away for the weekend. He turns house into a brothel and gets into Princeton. That's what you should have said. Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be contained. Big stuff.
Okay.
Big stuff.
Wow.
Okay.
People or?
Stuff.
All right.
Trust me, I'm looking at some of this, and it's stuff.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
The biggest basketball player.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Right. It floats over football stadiums during sporting events.
Goodyear blimp.
Right. They are mammals, big blowholes.
Whale.
Right. The fat bad guy from Return of the Jedi who chained up
Jabba the Hutt.
Right. They have trunks and they go.
Elephants.
Okay. Oh my God. A type of. I got to skip this. gigantic place in India. Also the name of a jazz musician.
Oh.
Gigantic place. A castle.
10 seconds remaining.
Oh, Taj Mahal.
Right. He was a wrestler. And he actually, big. The biggest wrestler ever. He was in Princess Bride.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
time.
Okay. It's Andre the Giant.
Ah, that's right.
How would I give you Boeing 747? Seriously. What am I? How?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I couldn't. You could say plane.
It would have taken me an hour and a half to try and get that.
Yeah, I couldn't.
How can anybody give that clue to Boeing 747 unless you're talking to a pilot? All right.
Yeah. No, that one's hard.
That was hard, man. All right. Well, what did you get? 7?
Yes.
So it's 9-7.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's squeeze in this next round in here. This could be anything. 75 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
The basketball team here.
Chicago Bulls.
I think we had this one before. Blank and. Oh, no, wait. Ham and blank.
Eggs?
No.
Bacon?
From the SNL.
Ham and
blank. Remember the restaurant, John Hamm?
Oh, Bubbly. Buble. Michael Buble.
Yeah. He had the little mustache, and he was in the
Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
I was going to go down the dark road there.
she was with Regis, but the second time around.
Kelly Ripa.
Yes. This place, they got the smiley face as the logo. You can buy cheap
Walmart
things there. Yes. She was the go-go dancer in
Goldie Hawn.
Yes, it's everywhere you want to be. It's a credit card.
American Express.
Yes. Oh, they're very tall and they have spots and they're
giraffes.
Yellow. And, yes. That thing that people go on the computer and they write 140 characters.
Twitter.
Yes, and then
10 seconds
blank
remaining.
Rock City.
What?
Blank Rock City.
Detroit.
Yes. Done.
Wow. That's cool. Giving a Kiss clue. That's pretty cool, Esmeralda. All right.
Thinking of that movie.
Well, it's based on a
right,
title
but,
of a Kiss
know.
Song. Okay. That movie, by the way, rules. I love that
I
movie.
Enjoyed that movie.
Yes. What do we got here score-wise?
You now have 19.
19-7?
Correct.
Okay. Let's break here.
You're welcome.
And you got we got weather, we got traffic, and we'll come back second round. And that'll be happening next. Yeah. This is the big hit from Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh. I mean, I know they were the band, but
Eddie and the Cruisers
still count?
On the dark side, man.
I know, but you know what I mean. I know they were the Beaver Brown band.
Yeah.
But that was under Eddie and the Cruisers.
No, it was in the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. When they released it as a single, it was John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown band. In the movie, it's the fictional Eddie and the Cruisers.
I see.
All right. It is 19-7, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, and now I have to give you some clues as well. Yes. It could be anything at all. 75 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
She's been mentioned like 9 times this morning. She was married to Tom Cruise.
Katie Holmes.
He stole Christmas.
Grinch.
Invented the phone.
This one. Alexander Graham Bell.
That's right. The football team in Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right. He has a coffee. A coffee? He has a candy factory.
Willy Wonka.
You climb this.
Ropes. Ladders.
Mountains. It's the biggest thing you can.
Mount Fuji.
No, another one.
All right. I think I had this one the last time.
Okay, hold on. He lives in a pineapple under the water.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
This is what you say in Hawaii. Goodbye and hello.
Aloha.
A Freddy Krueger movie.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right. He ran for president independently. He talks like this. He's gray-haired. He's screaming all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
The bros. The bros follow him. Yeah.
Oh, now I don't know.
He was the third guy in the election in last year, and he dropped out late in the election last year. Gray haired guy, glasses, yelling all the time.
Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Oh. He wasn't independent.
Oh, he was Democratic. That's right.
threw me off.
He played like an independent though.
Threw me off.
Mount Everest. So, all right. What do we end up there?
9 for a total of 16. 19 to 16.
19 to 16. Oh. All right, Esmeralda. What do we got here now? What's the clue?
Sights to see. American landmarks. Oh, boy.
Okay. American landmarks. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, you know I'm showing National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, do they see any?
They do. Oh. Many. Okay. That's July 11th. I'll give you the scoop on that later. All right.
3, 2, 1.
This is the with the president heads.
Mount Rushmore.
And then this one's in D.C. Oh, and it's the big, it's just like a
monument,
big point thingy.
The
big point thingy.
The Washington Monument.
Yes. This is a bit, it's in, is it? It's in Arizona. It's
Grand
a big
Canyon?
Hole.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah. This thing, it's in San Francisco.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes. This one's in Florida.
Disney World?
Okay,
Epcot?
Yes,
10
but
seconds
I need the... Who's the guy?
Walt Disney.
Yes. So put
Walt Disney
together.
World.
Yes.
Who calls it Walt Disney
I don't
World?
Know. This is
Who the hell calls it Walt Disney World?
Maybe that's the official name.
Get out of here. Nobody calls it Walt Disney World. All right. What'd we end up there with? What?
5. So a new total of 24.
All right. All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Stingers! Favorite famous Scorpios.
Oh, okay.
Stingers!
It's like famous bees?
Yeah, famous Scorpios. All right, ready?
3, 2, 1.
He ran one of the big computer companies.
Bill Gates.
Right. His name used to be Bruce. It's not anymore. He's transgender. She.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Right. He's a late night host. Who?
Dave Letterman.
No, he was. He's on now.
Jimmy
he's
Fallon.
ABC. Yeah. No. No.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Right. A country artist who was married to a dude. I think.
What?
She's a country. I don't know. Let's skip it. Unbelievably funny dude from SNL who was almost killed in a truck accident.
Tracy Morgan.
Right.
He
runs networks. He was married to Jane Fonda at one point.
Oh.
He colorized movies.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Ted Turner.
Ah, that's what it is. He rides a buffalo.
Miranda Lambert, is she married to a dude?
She was married to Blake Shelton.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's right. And then
are you thinking of Miranda from Sex and the City?
No, Miranda Lambert. She's She's the country singer.
Oh, okay. But I just, because you said she's married to a dude, like she's not, like she's no longer into dudes. Like that's how it sounded.
I don't know. I don't
she
know.
She married a dude.
And
okay.
I said a country singer. Who's a country singer on Sex and the City?
No, but I thought.
All right. Let's go on before it gets completely maniacal. All right. Last one for you, and then I give you clues. All right, 75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
He's the head honcho on Star Trek.
Captain Kirk?
Yes. Oh, he's your favorite. All right, all right, all right.
Matthew McConaughey.
The president, and he was shot.
John Kennedy?
Yes.
John F. Kennedy?
Yes. Where do they make all the money? they buy and sell.
The U.S. Mint?
No, like buy and sell
Oh,
stuff.
Wall Street.
Right. And then what's the newspaper that they...
Wall Street Journal.
Yes. This is 90 miles from Florida, I believe.
Cuba.
Yes. He gets jiggy with it.
Will Smith.
Oh, it's the TV show you wrote.
Friends.
Yes. She was an Elizabeth.
Cate Blanchett.
Yes. He eats carrots and he's a cartoon
Bugs Bunny.
Character. Yes. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Alka-Seltzer.
Yes.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So what's the score here? What do we got to get?
You have 34. Esmeralda has 20, so.
She can't win.
Can't win.
Whatever.
We can get it. We can see how many we can get here. All right. Final round, 75 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
It's my favorite show. It airs after Friday.
Saturday Night Live.
That's right. He's an idiot. He's married to Kim Kardashian.
Kanye West.
Right. I was just inducted to this.
A Walk of Fame?
Right, but the one in California.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Tom Hanks played him, and he... Run!
Forrest Gump.
Right. Hoo-ah!
Al Pacino.
Right. This is the expensive coffee that everybody drinks. It's right across the street.
Oh, Starbucks.
Right. It's the Handmaid's Tale is on this network.
A Hulu.
Right. Fantastic actress. Snot.
Oh, man. We had this one that other time.
Snot.
Yeah, I know.
Fences. Snot.
I can't remember her name.
Okay. Eddie Murphy. Axel Foley. He plays Axel Foley in this movie.
Oh,
he's from Detroit.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Right. Okay. This is the real tall place in Seattle.
The Space Needle.
That's right. Okay, we'll go back. Snot. She was
seconds.
Suicide Squad. Why the hell did I mention Suicide Squad?
I can't remember her name. I can see her.
The last name is also the name of the movie theater on Lincoln Avenue.
Oh, Davis.
Right. That's her last name.
Yeah.
First name sounds like an instrument.
I mean, it's time now. You
yeah, I know.
Say it.
It's Viola.
Oh, right.
Viola Davis. I thought for sure snot would do it for
no,
you.
No, I could see. Like, I can see her in my head. I can see the snot. I couldn't remember her name.
Let's say find out what's coming up on the opening bell with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting today on interest rates. It looks like your interest rates will be going up if you have a credit card especially. We will talk about it next on the opening bell.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right, see you. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Wildcard Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have some live music.
Oh, very nice.
All right, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. The news is coming up next. I'm sorry, before we go, I have to put this little tidbit. I want to thank the caller who called in to let us know that the Beaver Brown Band got their name from a can of paint. I think it's important that we all know that. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday, and a lot more.